Vayas es mizbeach ha'oilo. And he made the mizbeach ha'oilo, the outside mizbeach, also known as the mizbeach ha'nachoshes, the copper mizbeach. Ate shitim, cedarwood. Chomesh amis, orkev v'chomesh amis, rochboi, ravua. 5 amis by 5 amis square. V'sholosh amis kormosay, 3 amis was the height. Rashi in Parshas Truma brings down a machloikis, what it means 3 amis the height. Some learn it was literally only 3 amis tall. Others say, no, it was 10 amis tall. But 3 amis means from the karkoiv, which was a decorative ornament on the mizbeach that went from the 5th amah to the 6th amah. From that karkoiv, there were 3 amis until the top of the mizbeach, until the kronos, the corners of the mizbeach. Vayas karnoiso al arba pinoiso, and he made horns on the 4 corners. Mimeno hayu karnoiso, these horns were made at the same time and were not added later on, just like we said by the mizbeach apnimi. Vaytzaf oisay nechoshes, and he covered the mizbeach with copper. Vayas is called klei hamizbeach, and he made all the kelim of the mizbeach with copper. Es asiros, the pots that were used to take away the ashes. Vesayoim, and the shovels that shovel the ashes. Vesam is rokois, and the basins that caught the blood. Vesam is logois, and the forks that moved around the meat. Vesam machtois, and the pots that took the coals from the outside mizbeach onto the mizbeach akteris to burn the akteris. Kol kelav osin achoshes. All these kelim were made out of copper. Vayas la mizbeach michbar, and they made for the mizbeach a michbar. It was a designed ornament that was made masei reshes. It was made netted, meshed, nechoshes, out of copper. Tachas kakuvim mamata adchetshoi. This went underneath the karkoiv, which was the rim around the mizbeach hanachoshes, that was made for decorative purposes. So underneath the karkoiv was the michbar, and it went until the halfway point. So the space between the karkoiv and below it, the michbar, was the halfway point, 5 amis of the mizbeach. And the purpose to know where the halfway point was is because certain blood has to be put on the lower half of the mizbeach. And this spot was the sign where the lower part was. But he took arva tavois, and he poured 4 tavois. Although it is not mentioned what these tavois were made out of, in Parshas Truma it says they were made out of nechoshes. The arva ksovois on the 4 corners, lemichba nechoshes, of the copper michbar, botim labadim, for the purpose of houses for the badim. This is the 3rd instance where we find a loshim botim labadim. We find it by the shulchan, we find it by the mizbeach apnimi, and we also find it by the outside mizbeach. All of them say a lashon of batim labadim. The tabois, the rings, were batim labadim. But such a lashon we do not find by the Arad, which also had tabois and badim. Why over there doesn't it say batim labadim? Meshechachma explains that the lashon of bayis, a house, is something that sometimes people are inside a house, and sometimes they are outside the house. People do not always stay inside the bayis. So too, by the shulchan and by the mizbechos, the badim did not always have to stay inside these tabois, because there was no lav of taking the badim out from the tabois. That is why a lashon of batim la badim. They were like batim. Sometimes the badim were inside, and sometimes they were outside. Mashen came by the oren, where there was a lav of lo yisuru mimenu. One was not allowed to take the badim out of the tabois. It was always inside. A lashon of bias does not make sense over there. And the pasuk continues. Vayasas abadim ate shitim, and he made these badim of cedar wood. Vayitzav oisam nechoshes, and covered them with copper. Vayoves abadim batavois, and he brought the poles into the rings. Al tzalas hamizbeach, on the sides of the mizbeach. Loseis oisay bohem, to carry the mizbeach with them. Nevuv luchois asa oisay. The mizbeach was made out of hollow boards. Instead of making it a solid block of 5 amis by 5 amis, it was just a hollow inside. It was 5 amis by 5 amis, 4 boards all around, and the inside was hollow. And Rashi says, Pasuk Zayin, Nevuv Luchois, Nevuv Uchol. Nevuv means hollow. V'chein Nevuv Yov Arba Etzbois Nevuv. And its thickness was 4 fingers hollow. So we see over here the word Nevuv means hollow. Nevuv Luchois, Haluchos Shel Atzei Shitim. The boards were made of cedar wood. L'chol Ruach, on each side, v'chalal be'emsa, and it was hollow inside, and at the time of encampments, they filled it with earth. And the pasuk continues, Vayas es akir nechoshes, and he made the kir, the kettle, the pot, which had water inside to wash the kahanim's hands and feet. It was made of nechoshes copper, veskanoi, and its base nechoshes, but not regular copper. Bimarois, with mirrors, hatsoivois, that caused Klal Yisrael to have many troops of people to come out of them. Asher tzavu pesach ol moed, that the women congregated pesach ol moed to donate these mirrors. And let us see Rashi for an explanation what these mirrors were. Bimarois hatsoivois like Rashi. Benois Yisrael hoi biyodam marois. The women had in their hands mirrors. Sheroyois bohen. They used to look at these mirrors when they beautified themselves. And these mirrors, they did not refrain from bringing Linadavas HaMishkan as a donation for the Mishkan. Moshe was disgusted by this donation. He did not want to take that. But they were used for the purposes of Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take these. Ki elu chaviven olai min hakoil. These are more beloved to me than any other donation. Sha'al yedeyem. Hemidu hanoshim sivois rabois b'mitzrayim. Through these mirrors, the women had many troops of children in Mitzrayim. Kishahoyu baleim yigiyin b'avodis parach. When their husbands were in the fields, working very hard. And as the Tanchuma says, Pari decreed upon the Bnei Yisrael that they should not sleep in their houses in order that they should not have relations with their wives. And Reb Shimon ben Chalafta said, what did the Bnei Yisrael do? They went out to the fields and brought out food and water, drinks into the fields, and they would feed their husbands, and they would take the mirrors, and each one saw herself together with her husband in this mirror, and she enticed him with words to say, I am prettier than you. And as the Tanchumas adds on, that the Anoshim also said, the men also said that I am prettier than you. And through that, they brought their husbands to desire, and they had relations with them, and they became pregnant, and they gave birth. Shem over there. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Tachas hatapuach oirar ticha, under the apple tree I have aroused you. And that is what the pasuk means, the mirrors that caused troops of children to come out of Klal Yisrael. And the kir was made from these mirrors. Because the purpose of these kir was to make peace between husband and wife. To give to drink to a woman from this water. From an Isha whose husband warned her not to be secluded with this man, and then she was secluded together with this man, and Adam saw her. She has to drink from this water, from the Kira, that the name of Hashem was erased in the water. And this will prove if she was actually innocent, and her innocence will bring about Shalom, peace between husband and wife. So the mirrors that were used in Mitzrayim to bring together husband and wife were the same mirrors that were used for the Kira, that will also bring together the husband and the wife to prove the innocence of the Isha that she was not Mizana. And this should be a proof to you, Shehin Maris Mamish, that they were actually copper mirrors. The Pasuk says in Bakude, when it lists exactly what was made from each material, it says that the Nechoshes HaTnufa was 70 kikar, and it lists all the copper items that were made from this Nechoshes, the donation of Nechoshes, and the Kir and Kane were not mentioned there. We see from here that the copper of the kir was not the same copper that was used for the donations. It was a separate donation of copper mirrors. Kach dorash Rabbi Tanchuma. That is what Rabbi Tanchuma says. Chaim Tirgum Unkelis, and so does Targum say, B'machzis Neshaya, the mirrors of the wives. B'hu Targum Shel Maris. And that is the Targum of Maris. And in French it is called Miruas Belaz, mirrors. The Chaim Matsinu B'Yeshaya V'Hagil Yoinim, on the Pasuk Gil Yoinim Mitargamino, and Targum says Umachazisa, mirrors. Ashet Tzavu, They trooped lahavi nidvasam to bring their nidavos. So the two words tzavos and tzavo mean two different things in the pasuk. It was called marois hatzavos, mirrors that caused troops of Klal Yisrael to come out because of these mirrors. Asher tzavo, the women congregated at Pesach Oel Moed to donate them. Rashi over here seems to say a little bit of a different shot in the kiyar than Rashi says in Parshas Nosei. Over here he seems to say that the purpose of using these mirrors for the kiyar is because the mirrors brought together husband and wife in Mitzrayim, and now by putting it in the kiyar it will continue to keep husband and wife together when drinking from the water of the kiyar will prove the innocence of the woman. Rashi in Parshas Nosei, Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Zayin, says just the opposite. He says that the mirrors that kept husband and wife together in Mitzrayim should be used for the kiyar, and let the person who did not stick together to her husband, but rather was mezana with somebody else, she should drink from this kiyar. So it does not mean that it will continue making peace, but rather just the opposite. Let the one that was pirish, that separated from the ways of the husband and wife in Mitzrayim, drink from this kiyar. And in Sefer Shari Aharon, he is medayik the difference between these two Rashis. And the pasuk continues, Vayas es hachotzer, and he made the courtyard of the Mishkan, Lefas Negev Temana, for the south side, Kale hechotzer sheish marsar, the curtains of the courtyard, twisted linen, Mea ba'ama, 100 ama, which was the length of the chotzer, Amudeim esrim, Vadneim esrim nechoshes. There were 20 pillars and 20 adonim made of copper. These pillars, the Mefarshim explained, were made of wood, and the donim underneath it were copper. Vavi ha'amudim v'chashukeim kesef. The hooks of these amudim and the belts that went around these amudim were made of silver. The purpose of the hooks were in order to hold up the kloim, the curtains of the chaser. V'lefas tzofen mea ba'ama, and also for the northern wall, it was 100 amma of curtain. Amudim esrim, 20 pillars, vadneim esrim nechoshes, and 20 copper adonim sockets. Vavi amudim v'chashukeim kosef. The hooks and the belts were made of silver. And again, these belts were for decorative purposes going around the amudei hachatzer. V'lefas yom, for the west side, the back wall of the chatzer, kloim chamishim ba'amo, it was 50 amis of curtain, amudim asara vadneim asara, 10 amudim and 10 adonim, vavi amudim v'chashukeim kesef. The hooks and the belts were made of silver. For the fast kedma mizrocha, and for the east side, the entrance of the chatzer, chamishim amo, the width was also 50 amis. Kloim chameshesre amo elakosef. Each side had curtains 15 amas, amudeim shloisha, vadneim shloisha, 3 amudim and 3 sockets, v'lakosev hashenis, and for the second side of the opening, mizeh umizeh, from this side and the other side, l'shar hachatzer, of the opening, the entrance of the chatzer, kloim chameshes re'amo, curtains 15 amas, hung on amudeim shloisha, 3 pillars made of wood, vadneim shloisha, and 3 sockets. Kol kali hechotzer. All of the curtains of the chotzer sheish mosar were made of twisted linen. For adonim la'amudim, and the sockets for all the amudim nechoshes were made of copper. Vavei ha'amudim, the hooks of the amudim which held up the kloyim. V'chashukeim, and their belts kesef were all made of silver. V'tzipur roshayim kesef, and the covering on their tops, the plating on the top of these amudim kesef were silver. This is something that was not mentioned in Parshas Truma and is added over here in Parshas Vayakel, that these amudim were silver plated on the top. The hei mechushakim kesef, and again the pasuk says they were surrounded by belts of silver. Karel amudei hechotzer, all the amudim of the chotzer. Umosach shar hechotzer, and the curtain at the entrance of the chotzer, Masei Roikem, it was made the work of Roikem, in which the picture on both sides were the same. Tchelet v'agoma v'slashoni v'sheish, out of the 4 minim. The Estrim Amma Urech, it was 20 amis in the length. V'koyma v'roichem, chomish amis, and its height, which was its width, was 5 amis. Le'umas kali hachotzer, it was the same height as the curtains of the chotzer. We mentioned in Parshas Truma that there is a machloikis, what it means that the kloyim, the curtains, were 5 amas high. If you learn that the mizbeach was only 3 amas, then we can teach that the klayim were 5 amas high, according to its simple meaning, that they were really only 5 amas high. But according to the Man Omer that says that the Mizbeach was 10 amas tall, it does not make sense that the curtains were lower than the Mizbeach, because people who were walking outside of the Chatzah would be able to see the Kohen doing the Avodah on top of the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Gemara says that according to that Manda Omar, when it says that the Kloyim were 5 Amos, it means 5 Amos taller than the Mizbeach. If the Mizbeach was 10 Amos, the Kloyim were 15 Amos tall. And the same height would be for the Mosach Pesach Shar Hechotzer. V'amudim arbo, and their amudim were 4 v'adneim arbo, and their sockets were 4 nechoshes, made of copper. Vavim kesef, their hooks were made of silver. V'tzipur roshem, and the plating of silver on top. V'chashukehem, and their belts kesef were all made of silver. In other words, the masach pesach shara chaser was made out of the same materials. The vavim, the chashukehem, and tzipur roshem were all similar to the amudim of the rest of the chaser. And all the pegs for the Mishkan and the Chatzar, the pegs that were knocked into the ground and tied around with ropes to the bottom of the Rias Izim and the bottom of the Kloim, in order that the wind should not blow around the bottom of these curtains, these pegs were all made of copper. And the Pasuk in Parshas Truma also says that all the tools needed to build the Mishkan were also made of copper. So Rashi, Le'umas Kali Achotzer, that the Mosach Pesach Achotzer was the same height as the Kloim, Kimidas Kali Achotzer, it was like the same measurements of the Kali Achotzer. If the Kloim were 5 Amos, then the Mosach Pesach Shar Achotzer was also 5 Amos tall. I would just like to end off Parshas Vayakel with a kasha that a lot of the Mefarshim ask concerning the Kiyar. The Kiyar was made out of Maris Hatzoivos, mirrors, that the Nashim were Miskashtois. They used to beautify themselves in these mirrors in order to bring about a Taiva with their husbands. And Moshe at first was reluctant in accepting these Maris Mipnesha Asuyim LiYetzahara, because they were made for the purpose of Yetzahara. And the question arises, if so, why did Moshe accept earlier in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis, where it mentions the gold that the Noshim brought for the Mishkan? It lists different types of jewelry that the Noshim brought. Choch, Vonezem, Tabas, V'chumos. And Chumos, as Rashi explained, was a Kli Zohov, a golden vessel, a golden ornament, Nosim Keneged Oisei Mokon, place connected Oisei Mokon Ba'isha. So if Moshe was Moyes by the Maris HaTzoivos, should he have not been Moyes with the Kumos, which if anything is something that is more of a Yetzirah, more made for Yetzirah than the Maris HaTzoivos? And the Mefarshim give different answers for this question. Some learn that the Maris HaTzoivos given for the Kiyar stuck out more than the Kumos did for the golden ornaments, the golden vessels of the Mishkan. Because the only material used for the Kiyar was the Maris HaTzoivos, these copper mirrors. So therefore, when one looks at the Kiyar, all he sees are these copper mirrors that were used Lietzahara in Mitzrayim. That's why Moshe was reluctant to accept them. As opposed to the Kumos was just one type of jewelry given to make the golden Kalim of the Mishkan. There was also Choch, Vonez, and Vitabas. And Kumas is only one of them. And when it was all melted down, nobody saw the Kumas anymore. Therefore, it didn't bother Moshe to accept such a donation. Others learn pshat that Kumas was not made Lietzahara. The Kumas, if anything, was Levat Lietzahara, because it wasn't just a piece of jewelry Kineged Oitzay Makim, but rather it was almost like a lock in order to be Mineah, to refrain somebody from being Mizaneh with this Isha. Therefore, since it was a Mineah, something that was holding back the Isha from being Mizaneh, it was not Mo'os, it was not disgusting to Moshe Rabbeinu.